Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen joins us on the line today. Mr. Viersen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
The federal conservatives are calling on the federal liberals to reverse closures of agriculture research centers and experimental farms across the country. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, so just get your comments on the fact that these closings are happening.
Yeah, for sure, Keith. Thanks for having me on today. So this does not affect the one in Beaver Lodge, but it definitely affects the one down in Lacombe, Alberta. This is one of the largest ones in the country, and it's also a very active one. And so, we've seen the government have money to spend on all kinds of other things, but when it comes to agriculture, they're making cuts.
Even though you say the closure doesn't affect the one in Beaver Lodge, but it does in Lacombe, how much does this affect the ag industry in general, I guess specifically in northwestern Alberta, but still across Alberta and across the West?
Yeah, so this seems to be the one that is generally does the research around beef production. There's a lot of animals housed there. There's a breeding programs. A lot of the new genetics for these animals come out of that one. And this is something that provincial governments, neither provincial governments nor universities have taken on. And so this is going to be a big blow, particularly to the beef industry.
Have you been in talks with the provincial government and some jurisdictions and some centers to try and reverse this?
I have not been. I have not heard anything from the provincial government about whether they're going to step up. I know that that is what happened in McKenzie County when the one up there got shut down, is that the county stepped in and took it over. But I haven't heard anything in that regard with these ones.
How true is this affecting the ag industry, especially when inflation and costs are pretty high right now?
Yeah, so this decision directly undermines Canada's food security. Like, our domestic agriculture research is essential for keeping Canadian food affordable and secure, especially when we're never quite sure if we can be able to continue to import and export from around the world.
And how tough is it, do you think, that, there are a lot of people, especially in Alberta and in the rural communities, that are having trouble putting the food on the table?
Yeah. No, this is definitely not what Canada needs right now. What we need is a government focused on reducing the food costs, reducing the cost of living, reducing our energy costs, and getting the Canadian economy rolling.
How much is there a hope that more closures won't happen?
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing that while the government seems to have money to spend on a gravel pad, $200 million on a gravel pad out in Nova Scotia, existing infrastructure as these research farms, they seem to be interested in shutting them down.
What are the Conservatives' next steps now that, unfortunately, this step has been taken, but I'm sure there are some next steps to still try to combat it, correct?
Yeah, we will be continuing to call on the Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Foods to maintain these programs. This may end up being like committee hearings, maybe more votes in the House, but we will continue to put pressure on the Liberals to reverse this action.
Last but certainly most, Kyle Moore, who is here this morning, he likes to throw in a personal question to the politicians. Arnold, I have to ask, the summer holidays are coming. Any plans to pack up the wife and the kids and head out for the summer, maybe to, I don't know, an open farm days or a rodeo? What's on your plan list?
Yeah, for sure. We were just talking about it this morning in my office, looking at all the rodeo schedule. So I typically catch a bunch of rodeos this summer throughout the riding. The High Prairie one, the Elks Rodeo, is always a highlight. But I'm also looking forward to going to the experimental farm over in Beaver Lodge, as they are the ones that deal with all the bees and honey production research, and so I'm really interested in seeing that one.
I appreciate your time, sir. Arnold Viersen is the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. Again, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Anytime.